To France now, where counterterrorism laws are under fire from Human Rights Watch. In a recent report, the group finds that French laws infringe on the fundamental rights of the accused. But France's laws are in keeping with those in most of Europe and of the United States as well. The World's Jerry Hatton does a survey.
Long before the September 11th attacks in the U.S., France had some of the most sweeping counterterrorism laws in the world. They came in response to several attacks on French soil in the 1980s and 90s. But Human Rights Watch says it's time for those laws to be amended. In its report, the group takes particular aim at France's law against criminal association. Human Rights Watch's Ben Ward says it lets French authorities cast their nets too wide and hold people for too long.
The heart of our concern is a criminal offense which allows people to be arrested and prosecuted on the basis of mere association, in effect because of who they know and what they think. What this offense allows the authorities to do is to hold people for months and even years on the basis of extremely minimal evidence.
There are no Europe-wide statistics on how many people are being detained without charge on suspicion of terrorist activity, but the number, experts say, could well be in the thousands. France alone is estimated to be holding hundreds of suspects. At a cafe in a Paris suburb, Sakina Begal says her brother was once among those detainees. Jamel Begal, a Frenchman originally from Algeria, was picked up by local authorities in 2001 in Dubai on suspicion of association with Al-Qaeda. He was held for 2.5 months before authorities flew him to France. Sakina says Jamel was brutally mistreated.
Des heures et des heures, la torture à Dubaï, des heures de voyage.
She says he suffered hours and hours of torture in Dubai. Then on the flight, he was shackled by his wrists to the ceiling. As soon as the plane landed in France, he was whisked directly into another interrogation. That also lasted for hours and hours. Sakina says her brother had his first access to a lawyer only after the interrogation in France. Eventually, he was convicted of criminal association and is serving 10 years in prison. Sakina and Human Rights Watch maintain Jamel's trial was unfair because judges didn't consider his claim of torture or allow him adequate counsel. Human rights groups say cases like Jamel's have become more common under European anti-terrorism laws, toughened following September 11th and the subsequent attacks in Madrid and London. In France, authorities can hold and question terrorism suspects for 3 days before allowing them an attorney. The UK is debating lengthening its initial detention period from 28 to 42. After that, it can place a suspect under what's called a control order, similar to house arrest. Most of these countries have followed the US's lead. Under the 2001 Patriot Act, US authorities can indefinitely detain any foreign national suspected of terrorism. That includes permanent residents. Americans suspected of terrorist activities do now have access to a lawyer and due process, including habeas corpus. Despite a deadly attack on commuter trains in Madrid in 2004, Spain has bucked the trend towards toughening terrorism laws. José Luis González teaches counterterrorism at the University of Castellón. He says the Spanish have learned, while fighting the militant Basque group ETA, that laws which even appear to deprive suspects of basic rights don't work in the long run. What the terrorists are seeking, he says, is an overreaction on the part of the state. That allows them to reaffirm their claim that the state is illegitimate, and so recruit and radicalize more followers. González says the worst example of official overreaction is the U.S. detention facility at Guantanamo Bay. It's featured heavily in Al-Qaeda propaganda. For The World, I'm Jerry Hatton, Paris.